Namaste. I'm Alex, and I have created this podcast featuring a gentle yoga practice for lower back care. The sequence is approximately 30 minutes and designed for you to enjoy in the comforts of your own home. To prepare, you'll need enough space to accommodate your yoga mat. And ideally, the space is free of any potential distractions and excess clutter. In addition to your yoga mat, I recommend using a blanket, a bolster, a block, and a strap. And if you don't have these yoga props, you can always improvise with a towel in place of the blanket, a firm cushion in place of the bolster, and find a hardbound book that is approximately the same length and width of a yoga block. And in addition to these yoga props, you may want to, if you use an eye pillow when we eventually get into Shavasana, have that close by. I recommend turning the lights down and creating a serene and tranquil environment for yourself to practice in. Once you have everything prepared, come to your mat and ease onto your belly. Arriving here on your belly, bend your elbows and stack your hands and rest your forehead on your hands. Take a moment. You may want to gently rock your pelvis a little bit side to side in an effort to release any tightness in through the lower back, any sense of gripping or clenching in through your buttocks, and become still here in crocodile. Tops of your feet are resting on your mat. Shift your feet and legs so they're a little wider than your hips. Inhale deeply through your nostrils and exhale slowly through your mouth, trying to relax your muscles as much as possible and settle down. Just taking this initial time here in crocodile, which is a wonderful asana that helps to ground our energy. And here with your eyes closed, you begin to turn your attention to your inner environment. Connect with your breath and begin to slow down and deepen your breath. And for those of you that notice that your mind is still overly active, I recommend counting your breath. Inhale slowly, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale completely. 2, 3, 4. Make an effort to create a balanced and smooth rhythm from inhale to exhale, free of any potential struggle or strain. And settling here for a few additional breath cycles. And as you connect with your next inhale breath, begin to very slowly lift your head just enough that you can ease your hands out and start to straighten your arms. Lower your forehead back down to your mat. And here, reach out through your fingertips and reach all the way out and down through your toes. Become aware of the length of your spine. From crocodile, bend your knees so the soles of your feet are directed towards the ceiling, and begin to rock your legs side to side. Nice and slow to release through the lower back. And then begin to slow down the rocking of your legs and lower your feet, your legs and feet to your mat once again. And we'll prepare to transition. Bend your elbows and place your hands by your lower ribs. With your inhale breath, push yourself up to your knees, arriving into tabletop, hands and knees position. Here I recommend placing a blanket underneath your knees so you have additional padding and support. As you settle into tabletop, take a moment and assess your alignment, placing your hands directly underneath your shoulders and your knees directly underneath your hips. Then begin to very slowly circle your pelvis around. You can start with smaller circles. Then the circles can begin to get a little bigger if that feels comfortable for you. Some of you may enjoy shifting your pelvis towards your heels. Allow some of this circular movement to travel up your spine into your neck and head. And you want to open up your mouth and stretch out your face and your jaw to release any excess tension. So creating these pelvic circles is just an opportunity for you to tune into how your lower back is feeling. There's no right or wrong way to do this movement, so there's really no need to overthink it. Continuing to develop your breath, and now slow down and reverse your direction. Arrive to a neutral position, returning to tabletop, and we'll prepare now to move in and out of cat and cow. Beginning with your next exhale breath, begin to tuck your tailbone and round your spine towards the ceiling. Release your head heavy, moving into cat. And as you inhale, begin to slowly shift, tilting your tailbone upward, lowering your abdomen downward, and feel that sense of gliding your upper chest through your arms, moving into cow. Exhale, once again, tucking your tailbone, rounding your spine, release your head, and inhale, moving into cow. So continue several additional rounds, moving with your breath, keeping your hands actively pressing down as well as the tops of your feet. And as you inhale, your belly can be a little more relaxed, and with your exhale breath, begin to ride that natural contracting action, drawing your lower abdomen and your navel back towards your spine. And after your next exhale breath in your cow, inhale to a neutral position, then ease slowly down onto your belly once again, and come to your forearms. And shift here so your elbows are tracking directly underneath your shoulders. And shift your feet and your legs so they're a little wider than your hips and pelvis. And then rest the tops of your feet down. Moving into Sphinx pose, I'd like you to try to relax your lower body. From your pelvis, from your buttocks, down into your legs and into your feet. Allow the muscles to be relaxed and feel the weight of the front of your pelvis down and through the tops of your legs and into the tops of your feet becoming very heavy. Tune into your upper body here, and in an effort to stabilize your shoulders, begin to press your inner elbows and your forearms down and attempt to widen or broaden along through your collarbones as you direct your shoulder blades downward away from your ears. I recommend continuing here in Sphinx with your neck and head in a neutral position. However, if you hold a lot of tension in through the back of your neck, you may want to lower your head a little bit and gently rock your neck and head side to side. That can always feel nice. We'll pause here in Sphinx pose for 5 additional breath cycles. And Sphinx pose is a wonderful way to support the natural curvature of your lumbar spine. And as we age, that lumbar spine, the curvature begins to diminish. And if we spend a lot of time in a seated position or are prone to holding a lot of our tension in through our lower back, that can add a lot of compression in through the lumbar vertebras. And this is a nice way, again, to articulate the length. Inhale deeply, and with your exhale breath, slowly shift. Once again, extend your arms out in front of you, lower your forehead down, bend your knees, soles of your feet towards the ceiling, and rock your legs side to side, releasing out of Sphinx pose. Rest the tops of your feet down, bend your elbows, hands by your lower ribs, push up to your knees, and with your exhale breath, begin to glide your pelvis back to your heels, moving into child's pose, balasana. So this is where some of you may want to work with a bolster, opening your knees and your legs a little wider. You can work with a bolster or cushion, resting your chest upon the support. Some of you may feel that it feels all right to just rest your chest on your thighs as you extend your arms out in front of you. So either way, depending on what feels best for you. Balasana is a wonderful counter posture after Sphinx, articulating the length of your spine in a wonderful way to release tension in through your lower back. We're obviously compressing in through the front of our bodies here, so I'd like you to really direct your attention into your lower back and try to expand the breath into that lower back area directly below your lower ribs and directly above the crest of your pelvis. Create a little more space through there. Inhale deeply, and as you exhale, begin to walk your arms and your torso over to the left, as far over to the left as possible, creating a lateral flexion with your spine. Once you settle into a comfortable depth for yourself, stack your right hand on top of your left and breathe slowly and deeply into the right side of your body. Inhale to a neutral position, and with your next exhale breath, walk your arms and torso over to the left as far over as possible and stack your left hand on top of your right. And direct your breath into the left side of your body, to the left side of your lower back. Slow, deep breathing. With your next inhale, gently shift and rock your weight forward, returning to your tabletop. And then sit back on your heels and then shift to either side and swing your legs out in front of you, and we'll arrive to a seated position with our legs extended in front of us, moving into Dandasana, staff pose. And this is where I recommend working with either your blanket or towel, so you can sit up on a little lift, a little support. You can always roll up the back edge of your yoga mat to provide that lift and support. What we're trying to create here is a very subtle forward or anterior tilt with your pelvis. And as you create that subtle shift through your pelvis, that will help to minimize any potential strain or unnecessary overstretching through your upper hamstrings. And speaking of hamstrings, those of you with really tight hamstrings, you may want to bend your knees as much as necessary. And you can also place a rolled up towel behind the back of your knees. So here in Dandasana, I'd like you to begin to flex your ankles and your feet, very similar to when you're standing. Lower your arms down by your side. Close your eyes and return to your breath and make an effort to sit up a little taller, awareness of the extension of your spine rising upward. One of the ways that we can support our lower back is by building and developing core strength. Being very aware of how we're seated here. And to refine our seated position even more, bring your attention now to the base of your spine, your sacrum. And from your sacrum, travel all the way up to the base of your skull, to your occipital lobe, and try to align these two polar ends of your spine, stacking one on top of the other. With your next inhale breath, reach and extend your arms out to the side and all the way up overhead. And as you exhale, begin to fold